This is your friend John Walden. In the 7th chapter of Micah, I found a verse I'd like to share with you. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Therefore, as a friend of mine often says, when you find a therefore in the Bible, look and see what that therefore is there for. This connects us with what has been said already. And Micah has been telling us how bad things are. He's been telling us how undependable people are. He's been telling us how much wickedness there was all around him. He's been telling us that you can't even trust in a friend. And that even your own household may turn against you. Now, things are pretty bad when this is the case. And yet it is the case. And some of us have found to our own sorrow that we couldn't really trust the people that we thought were our friends. What will we do? Become bitter about it? And cynical, hard, and harsh? Why, no. He says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. That's what I should have done in the first place. Why should I expect anything from human beings? I know that all men are sinners. I know that the flesh, and that is the evil nature in another person, is bound to show up at times. I should know that I can't really depend upon people. And why should I be depending on people? I have the Lord to depend on. Someone has said, well, I was very disappointed in the church. I found out that the church is full of hypocrites, and so I've turned against the whole thing. Well, you never should have expected anything from the people and from the church in the first place. The Lord is the Savior. The Lord is the one in whom you should have put your trust. And so, when you found that others are undependable, just remember this verse, Micah 7:7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Now, who has ever looked unto the Lord and been disappointed? Who could ever say, well, I trusted the Lord and he let me down? No one has ever been able to say this. I will wait for the God of my salvation. If you have received Christ as your Savior, God is the God of your salvation. Now, your problem may be that you just joined the church or got baptized or turned over a new leaf or tried to be good, but you never really got acquainted with the God of your salvation. Have you really been born again? If you haven't, why don't you get that settled first of all? Why don't you turn to the Lord for salvation? It says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. If a banker friend of yours said, don't worry about your finances, just look to me, you'd know what he meant. He wouldn't mean for you to sit and stare at him. He'd mean for you just to trust him, just to leave it to him. You can do this with the Lord. You can trust him for your salvation. You deserve to be lost. I deserve to be lost. But the Lord Jesus died in our place, and God offers us salvation, eternal life, as a free gift. And then when you have received Christ as Savior, you'll have a lot of problems that will come up in your life. Don't turn to somebody else. Don't say, well, I think I'll go over and see this Christian and get his advice. Or, as many do, run around asking all the people you can until you find someone who agrees with you and you get the kind of advice you're looking for, and then do that. Instead of that, why don't you turn to the Lord? Why don't you just get alone with him and just lay the whole thing before him? Spread it all out before the Lord. Tell him the whole story. And then expect blessing from him. I will wait for the God of my salvation. Don't be in a hurry. God isn't. Wait until God is willing and ready, and because he sees that it is the time, to grant your request. He'll give you the deliverance that you need. Well, you say, my problem was pretty serious. Do you think it's too hard for the Lord? It takes more wisdom than you have, but God is the God of wisdom. It takes more strength than you have, but he is the Almighty. And certainly it doesn't take any more love than he has for you. He loves you enough to give his son to die for you. Certainly he loves you enough to do the best for you. Look to the Lord. Help us, Lord, to look to thee. Help those who are not saved to look to thee for eternal life and forgiveness of sins, and help thy children to look to thee for whatever we need. and whatever our circumstances. We ask it in the name of the Savior. Amen.